How's your garden doing, Earl?
Not good. Nothing's coming up.
What seeds did you plant?
Seeds? Was I supposed to plant seeds?
Things don't just happen. It gets done on purpose.
Growing in Christ takes discipline and habit.
Get off your butt and do it.
Go to the Speaking Deacons Essentials list only at thespeakingdeacon.com.
Speakingdeacon.com.
Prepare yourselves for the brain-stretching conclusion to this Bible-centric message. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.
We have Romans 7, 24 and 25. But before I do that, I want to mention a few other verses. I'm sorry. There are so many verses. God is so rich in His love in giving us what we need to know. First, I want to mention Galatians chapter 5 again. 24 and 25 says this: those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. See, our life is in the Spirit of God in a regenerate life, born again. That's why it says, since we live by the Spirit. That's how we even live. Now let us keep in step with the Spirit. Yes, we're going to discuss in a moment our sinful nature and how the Christian still has it, but we live by the Spirit. We live by the Spirit. It's an incredible truth. So now Christian has the ability to try to follow the Spirit and grow up. The big fancy word, sanctification, but in little words, we'll just say grow up, and you've heard me say that before. Live by the gospel. Law equals works. Galatians 3, 13 and 14 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is anyone who hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. So that by faith, we might receive the promise of the Spirit. It is faith in the sacrifice and resurrection in Jesus Christ that gets a person to heaven. Not works, faith, lest any man boast. That is so crucial. When you get up in the morning and you're ready to try hard for the day, why? And that's really the ultimate question of moralism versus the gospel, of why should we live a good life? When you tell your children, why should you live a good life? It is because of Jesus Christ, because you are a servant of Jesus Christ. And your one goal is to love God and people and make disciples who love God and people. That is why we exist, to glorify God in those ways. He is our King, our Lord, our Master. We are His slave. And if we don't love Him, which is commanded of us, it's not a choice, it's not an option. If we don't love God, we are disobeying God and we are hating God. And we are breaking His laws. Does that make sense? So now, summer's arrived. Here's our conclusion. Summer is here. It's a time of relaxation, vacations, and pleasant weather. Lots of people like to take short little inventories of the good things that they have done and conclude that they are good. That's a bad practice. I want to challenge you to reflect like Paul reflects this summer. Here's your Paul challenge. I want you to consider yourself the way Paul considered himself. And you can consider if there's anybody who is a good guy, it would be Paul. So let's take a deeper look at how Paul reflected upon himself. And for this, it starts in Romans chapter 7. And it begins at verses 18. These are the highlights of those verses. But I want to begin at verses 18 of Romans chapter 7. Says this, as Paul writes, I know that nothing good lives in me. Whoa, let's stop right there. What do you think of that? Paul wrote how many of the letters and epistles? And this is how he begins. I know that nothing good lives in me. Imagine taking him to a good old secular counselor nowadays. Paul gets in there, and Paul starts out, I know nothing good lives in me. Now that's not true, Paul. Just pick it up there. You just take that moral code of God and put it aside for a bit, because it's dragging you down. You're okay, Paul. You imagine the poison of that? And we would dare let that near our children? Paul continues, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? That is a Christian. And only a Christian would even have the guts to say that. Isn't that crazy? That is humble. But Paul continues, and we continue here. Thanks be to God. Did he say thanks be to me? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. That is how I want to encourage you. There's no verses missing, by the way. That's the end of Romans 7, verse 25. And that's the beginning of Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's how a Christian deals with their self-esteem. They kill it and be God-esteemed. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is the gospel. That is why we live. We are saved, justified, sanctified, and glorified all by the work of God alone, through Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. We are humble benefactors of the love of God despite how wicked we truly are. If that doesn't kick off for an awesome summer vacation, I don't know what will. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the incredible truth that you are everything that gives us any value whatsoever. And I'm so pleased to say that and to shout it to the world that I am a horrible, wretched sinner saved by your grace alone. And I can dance and sing in that. I can know I'm going to heaven beyond the shadow of a doubt because of all you, 100% you. And I just keep messing up and you just keep covering it up. And I am so thankful, but that's not enough. Father, may we continue to grasp this. May this be the fire that fuels us to drive and to push and to be more of an effective slave for you. What else is there? Thank you, Heavenly Father. May our summer glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Bibles, websites, to theology, apps to blogs. There are so many fantastic resources for Christians. Get the latest news and reviews on what is out there to help you grow in Christ. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.